Ladies and gentlemen, very pleasant good afternoon from KeyBank Center in Buffalo. I'm Dave Fisher, Chief Spokesman for USA Hockey, and a great day to be back here to talk further about the 2018 International Ice Hockey Federation World Junior Championship, which I think most of you are aware will be staged right here in this wonderful city in about 14 months, December 26, 2017 through January 5th of 2018. And a special welcome to all of you here in the audience at KeyBank Center and also to those of you watching on NHL Network. We've got some fun news for you here in just a moment, but a couple things to cover in regard to the 2017 World Junior Championship, which is less than 2 months away. Will be staged in Toronto and Montreal. And you'll be able to see all the action exclusively in the U.S. live on right here on NHL Network. The broadcast schedule being released just moments ago. 23 games in all. The NHL Network will televise live out of the 31 of the World Juniors, including all Team USA games live. Steve Mears and Dave Starman will have the call, and we're excited to have a terrific partnership with NHL Network in giving the visibility to this great tournament that fans look forward to every single year. The NHL Network will also air an hour-long preview show on December 24th, heading into the World Juniors, and so we'll all have that to look forward to and more on that here as we get closer. My pleasure to begin today to turn it over to the owner of the Buffalo Sabres for some remarks, Kim Pegula. Kim.
No, it wasn't that long ago that we stood at New Era Field to announce that the World Junior Hockey Championship had come back to Buffalo. And we were extremely excited at that time, but we are even more excited now as preparations are underway. You know, these 2 weeks that the kids are here is really going to be allow us to really showcase Buffalo and the great game of hockey. And we are very excited to be able to do that. Tara and I would like to thank Dave Ogren and Jim Johansson and all of USA Hockey for bringing this great event back to Buffalo. We really are so excited to share with all hockey fans from around the world our vision of the 2018 World Juniors. Thank
you. Thanks very much, Kim. A lot of news actually happening today in USA Hockey World. We announced Thorne as our official nutritional supplement partner today, which is kind of a terrific thing for especially our elite-level athletes and their expertise in helping our athletes perform at their optimum level. And as you know, we put a lot of teams on the field of play. And this next week is the first international break. Our women's national team will be in Finland, or they're already there now, participating and trying to defend the Women's Four Nation Cup title they won a year ago. And also the two teams from our national team development program in the greater Detroit area are playing as well, the under-17 national team and the World Under-17 Challenge up in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, and our U.S. National Under-18 team actually hosting Five Nations Tournament at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth. So a lot of excitement, a lot of things happening. Also named the captain of our sled national team for the year, a kid by the name of Andy Yowie from, of all places, Bettendorf, Iowa. He was a captain of our Paralympic team that won the gold medal in 2014. But the news of the day actually is next. And give you a good bit of the detail, I'd like to turn it over to Dave Ogren, Executive Director of USA Hockey. Dave.
Dave, thank you. I have a sense of deja vu. I keep seeing you guys here every year or two. This is a frequent stop on our flight path, and we're very glad to be back in Buffalo. And the fact that we're here is a real statement about our confidence in the ownership of this team, Terry and Kim, and the partnership we have with Russ and with Mike Gilbert. The fans of Buffalo are our volunteers as part of the New York Amateur Hockey Association. This has become a really terrific place and a very comfortable place for us to hold events like this. Four world championships in this city just this decade. If you're keeping count, in 2011, obviously we were here with the juniors when we fell in love with you for the first time. But since that time, we've hosted the Women's World Under-18 Championship, the World Sled Hockey Championship, and you know we're coming back, as Dave said, in 14 months for the World Junior Championship. We've also been here for when we launched our CCM USA Hockey All-American Prospects game. And Joe Botto and the folks from the New York Amateur Hockey Association have overseen several USA Hockey Youth National Championships over the years. So especially now with the addition of the Harbor Center, this is a terrific place, and it's a city we're getting very, very used to visiting. Very delighted about that. But today's news is about the first ever outdoor game at any IIHF World Championship. I'll give you an asterisk on that. The Men's Worlds in Germany about 4 years ago, there was a game played in a soccer stadium. As a matter of fact, it was USA playing Germany. But that was domed. So we can claim that when we play here in December, it'll be the first ever outdoor game at any IIHF World Championship. And we think it's going to be especially exciting for everybody. You can do your Christmas shopping early because it's going to feature what we think is one of the biggest rivalries in all of sports, the USA versus Canada. I think that it's safe to say when you look at the scope of that rivalry, whether it's men's competition at any level, whether it is the perennial gold medal games in the Sled Hockey World Championships or Paralympic Games, or the fierce duel that the women of the U.S. and Canada have fought ever since 1998 in the first gold medal in Nagano, we seem to often collide on the final day. We will play Canada December 29th as part of the preliminary round, because obviously we get to the medal round, you never know exactly what's going to happen or how it's going to match up. But we will play Canada outdoors in New Era Stadium. It'll be the largest crowd ever to attend a junior hockey game, and it's terrific with our friends from the Sabres and the Bills to be able to make history again as part of the World Junior Championships 2018 in Buffalo. So Kim and Terry and Mike, Russ, we're excited. Thank you for the partnership, and we're looking forward to setting a new benchmark for this terrific event.
Thanks very much, Dave. That was great news. Much speculated, now it's official, U.S. and Canada. Russ Brandon is the president of the Buffalo Sabres and the Buffalo Bills. A lot of activity, and I know we were talking before, and Russ was like a little kid in a candy store with the news, and I'd like to turn it over to you, Russ, now for your remarks.
Thanks, Fish. We feel the same. The excitement is incredible. On behalf of Terry and Kim, our tremendous ownership, all the employees of the Buffalo Sabres, Buffalo Bills, Pagula Sport and Entertainment, we want to sincerely thank USA Hockey, Hockey Canada, the IIHF for making this historic outdoor game a reality. It's hard to believe that almost to the day it will mark the 10-year anniversary of when we played the original Winter Classic, which has been marked a great tradition in the NHL. And now that we are united under the same ownership umbrella, the Bills and the Sabres, we look forward to making a tremendous impact on the international game as well for the first ever game that will be played outdoors at New Era Field. To think that we will have 71,000 fans from the United States and Canada cheering, their passionately cheering their national teams, it's going to be a great, great atmosphere, and we look forward to coming back at you with more information regarding the World Juniors here in the near future. Gibby will talk about some of that as well. So we're all looking forward to it, and we appreciate the support. Fish?
Thanks very much, Russ. The World Junior Hockey Championship, of course, features the best men's players in the world under the age of 20, typically 18 and 19-year-old players from 10 different nations. Good to see Tim Murray here, the GM of the Sabres. I'm sure he'll be readily scouting that tournament as he continues to build the organization here in Buffalo. And when you talk about rivalries, the U.S. and Canada, and the great rivalry between the two nations, I know Brian Duff is here, and he's got a couple of guys that know firsthand about this rivalry. And, Brian, I'd like to turn it over to you.
Dave, thanks so much. Obviously, a couple of the significant building blocks for the Sabres have World Junior tournament experience twice, as a matter of fact, in 2014 and 2015, Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart. Sam, what was it like emotionally when you know that you've made the team to play in this prestigious tournament?
I mean, for me growing up, it was the one time of the year where you get excited to, open presents, and then the following day, watch World Juniors for the first day. So, you know, for me, it was a pretty special moment to finally know at the end of camp that I made the roster.
Yeah, I mean, I think more of the same. I mean, you grew up watching the tournament, so, you know, as soon as you start you know, representing your country and playing for the States, the World Juniors, one of the tournaments that, you know, you want to play for. And, you know, for me, it was just an exciting period of time, just getting to play hockey and represent your country around Christmas time and New Year's.
Once you've made it, then how quickly do you think of the rivalry and that game that is always seemingly the most anticipated game of the tournament, Canada and the U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the one that everyone has marked on their calendar. You know, it's usually a pretty exciting game with a lot of emotion, so, you know, you got to play a couple before that one. Yeah, that's the one that everyone waits for.
Sam, do you feel the same way? I mean, obviously Canada's got some good rivalries, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, right when you start looking at your games coming up, you know, for us it was both New Year's Days, I believe, in Sweden and when it was in Montreal. So that's the one game you kind of look forward to, and I think it brings out the best of both teams.
So knowing all of this, having lived the experience, but neither of you having played an outdoor game, but now knowing what this marketplace is like for the potential to have 70,000 people watching a hockey game, what do you envision it being like and how will it play out?
We've experienced both sides of it, being in Sweden playing the game, you know, was a whole different atmosphere, and then being in Canada playing. I can only imagine it in Buffalo in an outdoor game so close to the border would be a pretty special moment to be a part of.
Sounds like he's anticipating a great Canadian influence of support, but I would imagine you're anticipating just the same from the locals here to prop up Team USA.
Yeah, I mean, people travel well for this tournament. You know, I think that's how it was the last time it was in Buffalo. It was a great turnout, and I imagine it'll be, you know, even better this upcoming time. And you know, just going to Bills games and seeing the atmosphere there, and how crazy the fans are, and you know, it's a great venue for an event like this. You know, people are pretty close to the field, which is great, and I imagine it's going to be a great experience for all the kids taking part in it.
Jack, thank you. Sam, thank you for your time. You. Dave?
Thanks very much, Brian, and thanks to Sam and Jack for taking out some time to join us today. Further commentary on the World Junior Hockey Championship as a whole and what's in store is next, and I'd like to turn it over to Jim Johansson, who is the Assistant Executive Director of USA Hockey and in charge of all things hockey for the organization. Jim?
Yeah, thanks, Dave, and thanks, everybody. The World Junior Championships, for me, it's really about celebrating the player, and I think to see the caliber of play that the hockey fans get to see, and especially now more so the connectivity that has to the NHL because of the rapid rise of the young player in the league. So fans are coming out seeing great international competition, and as we call it the future stars of the game, the reality is it's a really short future because they're on NHL ice in a real quick time from this championship. So I think, again, from USA Hockey's perspective, we're excited about the upcoming championship, but certainly as we build to Buffalo, the player pool for us keeps on getting deeper all across the country, and more players in our pool can play at the international level that this tournament is. I think the reality now of the coverage that the event gets and the magnitude of the game, and coupled with you see the young stars in the NHL rising up, and almost all the connectivity from a federation standpoint starts at the World Juniors. And so they get into the league with a little history already from the World Juniors and carry not only their national pride there, but carry playing for their country into their NHL teams. And so it's an exciting time for the players. Buffalo fans will again see some of the greatest talent that's going to be very soon on the ice in Buffalo and other arenas in the NHL. So from a hockey purist, it's for the most competitive tournament. There's five different countries have won this championship over the last 6 years. And so it is competitive, it's the best on best, and I think it's everything that we love to celebrate in the sport.
And of course, thanks, Jim. And of course, the camp will be here in December. You want to talk just a little bit about that?
Sure. We're going to have this year's team will have the camp here in Buffalo, skating December 16 to 20 at the Harbor Center, 10 o'clock each morning, open to the public, and we'll have roughly 28 to 30 players here for the final 23 roster spots. So exciting for us to to get into this marketplace and skate and get prepared for this year's championships in Toronto and Montreal, and certainly expect some of the players on this year's junior team to be on the team as well in 2018 when we're in Buffalo.
Well, I'm sure people are wondering, how do I get tickets for the outdoor game in the 2018 World Juniors? And you're going to find out now. Mike Gilbert is Vice President of Administration for the Buffalo Sabres and also host of the local organizing committee for the event in 2018. And Mike, I'd like to turn it over to you.
Thanks, Dave. It was important for us to develop some ticket packages that were, you know, family-friendly. Our first package is a gold package. It's going to allow somebody to go to all 31 games. There'll be 22 games played here at the KeyBank Center. There'll be 8 games played at Harbor Center across the street, and then 1 game at New Era Field. All those seats in the gold package will be in the lower bowl, and it'll sell for $15.50. Our second package is a silver package. It includes all the games here at KeyBank Center and also the game at New Era Field. That'll be $12.65. And then we have a bronze package, which again includes all the games here at KeyBank Center, the outdoor game at New Era Field, and that is $690. All three of these packages, for every individual strip of tickets you buy, you'll be able to purchase up to 3 additional tickets to the outdoor game. So anybody who buys a strip will be able to buy a total of 4 tickets to the outdoor game, because the first ticket will be involved in the original strip, and then 3 additional tickets. On sale, we're going to have a special pre-sale to the Buffalo Sabre season ticket holders, as well as all USA Hockey members. That will begin at 10 a.m. on October 31st. And then on November 16th, all the Buffalo Bills season ticket holders and anyone who has the My One Buffalo app will be able to take advantage of a pre-sale. And then finally, on the 28th of November at 10 a.m. in the morning, the packages will go on sale to the general public. The other feature that we hope will help people buy in is you only need to put a 20% deposit down, and then there'll be a payment plan after that. You can get those tickets here at the KeyBank Center box office and also at BuffaloWorldJuniors.com. That's it.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate that. BuffaloWorldJuniors.com. You can recap that information for yourself. And also, as you can see behind us and over here at the side of the table, we have revealed the logo for the 2018 World Junior Championship today for the very first time. Padula Sports and Entertainment and their creative team gave USA Hockey a number of options, and this is the final result. You can see it features City Hall. The building there, the flag kind of is to depict the flowing flag like Niagara Falls, and then the Peace Bridge, which connects a great connection point between the U.S. and Canada. So I think everyone involved is really excited about the final product. Mike Birch and Kevin Kucher from our USA Hockey staff work with the PSE staff, and you'll see a lot of this, or this logo on a lot of merchandise here too in the very near future. Next up, we will be happy to take questions. A couple other things I just want to mention briefly, of course. So we're hosting the World Juniors here in 2018. USA Hockey is also delighted to host the 2017 Women's World Championship. That comes up this spring at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, the Detroit suburb of Plymouth. So you can look forward to that. And as Dave mentioned, we've had the opportunity to host a number of World Championships over the course of many years, and it's always an honor when our country is selected to get to bring the world's best here to our nation. All right, we'll take your question now. We'll please use the microphone and identify yourself and direct your question to a particular individual. And if I could just ask, too, obviously, this is meant to be about the World Juniors, not about the Sabres and Bills here today. Appreciate that.
Jim Fink for Russ Brandon or Kim. You're both marketers at heart. Is this a marketing dream, USA Canada, at the New Era Field?
You want me to go first?
Well, I have to include Brent Rossi. He's a marketer at heart also. This is a dream come true for us when we spoke to USA Hockey throughout the whole bidding process. This was something that we brought forth and thought we could make it a reality. You know, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, that we have gone through this process before, obviously when we had the game in 2008, and I think everyone in this room would say it was a rousing success, and we're looking to capitalize on that and make it even bigger and better. So this is a tremendous opportunity for a collaboration amongst our community, amongst all of our properties, and we will deliver a first-class experience for our fans.
Kim, you want to add anything to that?
No, just that for sure this is something that we know hockey fans always look forward to, a great rivalry amongst countries that are so close together, and I think even any country that is going to be here represented always likes to see a great U.S. and Canada game, especially, as we said, in a big outdoor venue like that, knowing the fan base that we have here, it's going to be an exciting game, exciting atmosphere, and we're very happy to be able to host it, for sure.
Mike?
Yeah, I just to add for the people in the audience and the people at home who were here back in 07 when the tickets went on sale and the frenzy there and the game the morning of the 8th of 2008, New Year's morning, to have the snow falling in that atmosphere, and it was a Sabres-Pittsburgh game, which was really neat, but I think U.S. versus Canada and that same type of atmosphere is really going to bring out a lot of pride for both countries, and I think it's going to be a really exciting day.
Well, U.S. and Canada, by the way, will meet December 17th at USA Hockey Arena. Women's national teams as part of the Team USA Winter Challenge Series, so you have that to look forward to as well, and the heated rivalry between the two countries. Jim, did that answer it for you? All right. Any further questions? In the back, right behind you.
I'm Erica Brecker with WGRZ. And in 2011, we saw a lot of Canadians going home kind of right after the game. Ever since, there's a lot of development going into downtown. There are parties and events planned that coincide with these events. What planning is going into giving people a reason to stay and enjoy Buffalo while they're here for the World Juniors?
Who wants to take that? Eric, is that for anybody in specific? Or
I think if you look back in 2011, when we hosted this event last time, it was a parking lot across the street. Canal Side over here didn't exist. A lot of bars and restaurants and entertainment that now exists in downtown Buffalo simply just wasn't here. And I think as a city, we've come a long way. And I think it'll be a great opportunity to show some people from around the world, from Canada and other places, what Buffalo has to offer and how the new Buffalo has changed here over the last few years.
Is that good? Good, Erica? Okay. Anybody else want to add to that? Russ? No?
Kim? Well, I know I have a lot of ideas. And so, but, we're in the planning stages of that now. But definitely, they will, from the last time the World Juniors were here in Buffalo, as Gavi alluded to, a lot has changed here in the city and the surrounding areas. But we expect to do a lot more even to make sure that the event is a world-class event for fans, that there's a lot of things to do, and to your point that the people want to stay here, continue to stay here, come to as many games as they can. So we're definitely, that is on our radar.
Of course, the outdoor game is just one of 31. Just by a show of hands in that U.S.-Canada game, how many people think the U.S. will win? How many people think Canada will win? You can't see that on TV, probably, but the U.S. won handily, just for those of you viewing along. Further questions?
Still play it.
All right. Okay, in the back. Go ahead.
This is just pretty generic. Matt Bovee with WKBW. I don't know if you guys mentioned this, but do you have a time for the game yet? Is it going to be a night game, an afternoon game, anything like that?
Yeah, I think right now the plan is for an afternoon game. Where that exact time is a little bit still to be determined. I think in the format of the tournament, the reason that we've targeted December 29th, that's a two-game date for the tournament, meaning there's only two games that day, which allows us a little bit more flexibility if we do need to wait out a weather situation. That the game will be played that day no matter what. This is a little bit different than an NHL Winter Classic where there's some flexibility in it. So with the tournament format, a game will be played on the 29th, and obviously we all feel confident the weather's going to be in our favor and work out to the best time that both from local knowledge here on running an outdoor game in the past, but also what the weather conditions are that day.
Mike, you want to comment a little bit about that too, and just so fans know what the situation is if the game could not be played?
Sure. Basically what will happen when you buy your ticket, the first ticket you purchase or when you have it will be obviously to the outdoor game, and if something should happen where we can't play the game due to weather, the game will be moved here to KeyBank Center, and that'll be the ticket you'll have to get into the game. Anybody who bought additional tickets, that money will be refunded to them at the point of purchase.
Okay, great. Anything further? And our folks up here will be happy to do any one-offs after, as you would like, and we're going to clear the table and take a group picture here, too, in just a minute. But thanks very much, everybody, for being here. Thanks to our viewers on NHL Network, and we look forward to seeing you back here for the 2018 World Junior Hockey Championships.